Most musicians can tell you the story behind their instruments, but a former concert cellist from Iraq who now lives in Calgary has an incredible tale. His cello was destroyed by bullets in Baghdad, but as Anis Hadari reports, it has been brought back to life in Canada.
After years with a damaged cello, Tariq Abdulrazak finally gets to play again.
This is before 3.5 years when I last concert in my country.
He was part of the Iraqi National Symphony Orchestra in Baghdad, but that changed several years ago. Militants chased him down after a concert at the U.S. Embassy.
They don't love the music. You all work with the USA.
They accused him of being an American agent, and they opened fire. Tariq's cello bore the brunt of the damage, saving his life, but ruining his instrument and livelihood. Fast forward more than 3 years, and Tariq and family have arrived in Canada for a new and safer life. In Calgary, the music community starts buzzing about the bullet-ridden, life-saving cello that arrived with an Iraqi cellist.
First, I thought, it's a still beautiful cello.
Luthier Netanel Sasaki, himself an immigrant, heard about this cello that needed a bit of a hand.
I kind of renamed it the bullet cello because it was so unusual.
He donated nearly 6 months of work, more than $7,000 worth of time, along with hundreds of dollars of supplies donated by a Toronto violin supplier. The bullet cello was better than brand new.
It's like someone give me the life, give me the chance again. And then when I play, I feel like a bird.
As a part of the Calgary Civic Symphony, the life-saving bullet cello sings again. Anis Hadari, CBC News, Calgary.
That is World Report for this hour. For news anytime, cbcnews.ca. I'm Marcia Young.